subjects, by the way of introduction, the subject that we are taking up today is a subject that have a very serious nature. It is a matter of warfare. It is not for the faint in heart or for those who have weak knees. It's a very vital and important subject to take hold of, to understand. For after all, the scripture does not call the people of God only saints or sons, but also he calls them soldiers. And this is some character that we need to be conscious of. For after all, we are in a hostile environment. The enemy of our soul will try to master all his power to give us the sense that we are defeated. Though the fact of the matter is, he is the one that has been defeated and crushed. Scripture tells us, as we have read the Old Testament, that these things happened to them as a type. And it was written for us, for our admonition. We seek today to look at the type in the Old Testament and to bring the principle in the New Testament to understand what kind of warfare are we facing. Because there are two kinds of warfare. The first one is an offensive warfare, which we will take in the first Bible reading. The second one is a defensive warfare, which we will take when we would read the portion in the book of Ephesians. The children of Israel, having gone from Egypt by a mighty hand, being delivered from the bondage of Pharaoh and of the world, were journeying on, underway to the promised land, the land of Canaan. For us, Christian, we are also delivered, redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, delivered by the mighty hand of the Lord from the bondage of Satan and from the world with all its attraction. And we are in the wilderness, passing through, just as they were, to go to the promised land. There is a slight difference, and I think we will bring that later on, that the type always falls short. And we need to keep that in mind. The wilderness speaks of the condition, the harsh condition that we face day in and day out. And there are enemies in the wilderness that will hinder us from pursuing and going on to what God had purposed for us. God's purpose is that we will enjoy the blessing in the heavenly places, which is really the land of Canaan to us. It's not exactly heaven, and we will get to that when we come to the reading in the second and in the third, in the second and the third reading. So between leaving the land of Egypt, going into the land of Canaan, there are hostility that is encountering the people of God to hinder their progress. We read of Amalek, the first enemy that come in to fight against the children of Israel. Later on, we read about the Moabite, that they come in to fight against the children of Israel. And then we read of the two kings, Sihon and Og, that came to fight against the children of Israel. When you go to the land, there are even more enemies. It's kind of fascinating as you progress in the warfare, there is more attack. In Egypt, you have one, Pharaoh. In the wilderness, you have four. When you go to the land, you have seven. So the intensity of the warfare is increasing. The hostility is increasing. And we need to be conscious of that. But now as we are going in from the wilderness into the promised land, we stop here in chapter 21. And we are in a very interesting part of the journey. We are not in the land. We are not really exactly in the wilderness. But we are in an area called the field of Moab. And there are blessings that are going to be bestowed upon us for us to possess. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 3, and that portion actually is a very interesting portion. It is mentioned in the book of Numbers. It is mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy. And it's also mentioned in the book of Judges, because when Jephthah was fighting the battle against the Ammonites, they were bringing that to mind again. So it is important. It is mentioned 3 times in the Word of God. It is a unique place. Because again, as I said, it is not the land where you have the spiritual blessings. And it's not the wilderness. So what kind of blessings are these in that part of the land? That the Lord told the children of Israel, you read that in Deuteronomy chapter 2, that you will fight Sihon and possess his land. There are blessings that God bestowed upon his people. They are not really spiritual blessings. But they are earthly blessings that God had bestowed upon us. Let me give a couple of examples of that. The health that you have. The blessings of families, husbands, wife, children, the food that you eat, the shelter that you have, the time that you have in your hand, all of these are earthly blessings and are needed. And God richly bestowed upon his people these kind of blessings. They are not spiritual blessings. But it's fascinating that there is a way to possess those blessings and enjoy them. There are actually 3 ways to possess them. In that part, you could possess them as Og and Sihon have possessed them. And I trust that the Lord will help us to define the characteristic of these 2 kings. So we would know our enemy. So we would know what is facing us in regard to these earthly blessings. There is another way to enjoy those blessings, like the Reubenite, half of the tribe of Manasseh, and the Gadite. They have a position in that land. And also there is a 3rd way to enjoy the possession of this land, which we will talk about later on. So we are talking about earthly blessings, material things, which we are all tested in regard, especially in the world we are living in today. How are we going to possess them? Are we going to possess them with that spirit of these 2 kings? Or are we going to fight? And what armors are available for us to fight against that spirit? And that's why we have the portion in Romans chapter 13 and in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So by the help of the Lord today, in this reading, we would like to look at the blessings that we have in that portion of the land. We would like to look at the characteristic of these influence, these kings that desire to hinder us from enjoying these blessings. As a result of that, we will be well equipped as these things come upon us to know how to handle it. Keeping in mind, dear saints, that we are pilgrim and stranger. If you read in Deuteronomy, they said, we're passing by. We'll buy it by money. We don't want to have anything from you. That is the characteristic that we need to keep in mind. I realize that the room is packed. I also realize that there are many well-taught brethren around. We need to be very disciplined. Remember, it's a warfare now. And the enemy is going to test us on that. And discipline is very vital. That we need to keep in steps with one another. We need to keep rank. We need to keep our comments short and concise. You don't have to repeat what somebody else said in your own words. I always tell young people in Bible reading, when somebody is speaking, do me a favor, do yourself a favor. Don't look around you, don't look even at your Bible. Just listen to what is being said. Don't think of what you're going to say after him. We all need this kind of admonishment. Let's build on one another. And let's move on in an orderly way through that portion to learn. Because it is vital to know how to handle material things. Because if we are not going to be able to handle them right, do you think we're going to be able to handle the spiritual matters? May the Lord help us. Let's move on. Let's talk about these 2 kings. Let's talk about these blessings. Let's talk about the armor that we have. And we want to move in an orderly way. Yeah.